Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So we're coming into winter. Houses are going to get colder. Therefore, we'll put the heating on earlier. And then you're using more fuel. Your bills are going up. So is there a way that you can make the most of your own house to keep it as warm as possible and minimise the need for additional fuel use? There are. You can start with simple ways. You can move on to more complicated ways and more expensive ones. You can spend a lot to save a lot long term. Let's speak with Conor O'Sullivan from Conor O'Sullivan Architects. Conor, I was going through the various list of suggestions that you have, and I'm lucky enough that we have a south facing house and the kitchen faces onto a beautiful sun trap and we have big windows. But that's the first bit. Even in the winter, we can make use of the sun in the south facing part of our houses. Good morning.
Morning, PJ. How are you? Yes, we can. I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes, but we get more winter sun in this country than we sometimes imagine. I mean, even today, even in the last few days, although it's not quite winter, but we are getting a fair bit of sunlight. And in orientating the house or the way we live in the house to take advantage of that, we can actually make a significant difference to how we heat the house and how we use the heat in the house without actually spending any money. So,
could you maybe get a tiny bit closer to your phone for me, Conor?
Sure, yeah, no problem. Can you hear me now?
That's better, yeah.
Yeah, good. How we use the house is the first way, really, we can start benefiting from how we can make a difference in terms of how much the house is going to cost to heat over a longer term. That's the simple way, and as you said, not all houses have that facility. Some houses don't have the correct orientation,
yeah.
And it's not easy to correct the orientation. So that's where you get into more expensive stuff.
Well, what I hear you saying is, if you have part of your house that faces south, that leave the blinds up, leave the curtains open, and let the sun actually warm it naturally.
Let the sun in. Yeah. And even the parts of the house that get direct sunlight, how you furnish the house, how you decorate the house, paint it, etc., can have an effect on how you actually use that heat.
Oh, really? So,
yeah. I mean, if you have, let's say, a south-facing room, the best way to utilize that sun properly is to paint it in a brighter color, like white. Okay, architects have a reputation for painting everything white, but white walls in a house reflect the heat around the house, reflect the sunlight around the house, and actually it doesn't cost very much to paint a house, but it saddens me a lot of times when you go to these houses which have bright aspects and suddenly you see dark browns and all sorts of horrible colors painted, and it actually doesn't make any use of the sun properly in that room, and actually in some ways increases your energy bills.
Because if the room is brighter,
yes,
it makes better use of the heat coming in.
Yes, you reflect the heat around the house, and you actually benefit from the heat that's coming in. And then in the evening, close the windows, close the curtains, and then whatever heat that has come in, retain it as best you can.
Yeah.
And that's without even putting on any heat.
You should close the curtains earlier, I think, should you? And the blinds, if you have them.
Yes, definitely. Mm. It even subliminally, it makes it cozier.
Yeah.
It might not even be that much warmer.
Like, does heat actually go through the glass of the window?
Glass technology in the last 20 years is amazing. What you can do now with glass is phenomenal. So you're looking at upgrading from double to triple glazing, or upgrading from single to double glazing, putting different types of glass in windows, what's called low emissivity glass. So basically what that glass does is allow heat in, but traps heat inside. Well, it doesn't allow it back out, or it doesn't allow it back out in the way that normal glass would. Okay. You can also put films over glass where you don't have the option of putting in low emissivity glazing, which does a similar thing.
Right. In terms of lighting, now we've done this around the house gradually as things have blown or bulbs have blown. We've replaced them with LEDs or energy saving. They're not cheap, those bulbs.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's something that needs to be looked at as well. I mean, there's a whole conversation we could have about how people are incentivized in this country to go down the energy efficient route. I mean, we're still not doing that properly, particularly in relation to the way other countries are doing it. Like, look at places like Denmark or Sweden or Finland in particular, and they have much better ways of incentivizing people to do the right thing. Now, having said that, you know, low energy fittings are coming down in price, but we've still a way to go.
It's not so much the fittings, it's the bulbs. LED bulbs are very expensive.
The lamps themselves are expensive. But my attitude, and I've done it in my own house, is to replace them as a let's call it a higher energy fitting guys. You replace it with a new energy efficient one on a one per one basis. So,
and are they really efficient? Connor, in terms of, if I had maybe 10 60-watt old-fashioned bulbs around the house and I replaced them with the equivalent LED, like, I'm saving myself real money, am I?
You're saving yourself. Some of these fittings would be operating at about 10% of the energy use of the older fittings.
Okay.
Plus, they last longer. So, essentially, you're not replacing bulbs as often as you normally would. So, for instance, I've got bulbs in my house that are literally there for... I've forgotten how long I have them.
Yeah.
And they're still working away like mad, you know. So, if I had used a normal bulb in the same circumstances, I'd probably be on about maybe a dozen bulbs. So, spread over time, those bulbs are actually more cost-efficient.
Right.
Now, your upfront cost is obviously, some of these bulbs cost 5-6, and some of them are
that's 10 the point. You move gradually around the house. Lastly, because I won't get much time, more time with you, boiler, service the boiler, get it checked, make sure you're getting the most out of it.
Yes. I mean, you'd be surprised how infrequently people service their boilers. So what happens over time is, particularly with oil boilers, is that there's a build-up of grime and dust and dirt, and the boiler isn't working at its optimum efficiency. And a simple thing like servicing your boiler will have a significant effect on the efficiency of the boiler, and obviously how much fuel it uses to do the job it was doing before it was serviced.
And which is more efficient, to keep in the coldest part of winter, to keep the heating on all the time at a low level, or turn it up, or just focus on certain rooms when the weather is colder? Which is more efficient?
A constant background heat is the more efficient way of doing it. Turning on and off radiators in rooms that you use and don't use is very inefficient, because basically what's happening is the rooms that are being heated are trying to heat more of the house. They're trying to heat the parts of the house where the heating is off.
So you don't get more benefit in the kitchen by switching off another room. You don't get more benefit, do you?
You don't, because what's happening is that there are fewer radiators trying to heat more of the house, the heat will travel. Heat will go to the cold parts. So what you're doing is you're encouraging heat to move from where you are to the places where the heat is.
As my mother used to say, close the door, you're heating the yard. Connor, good to speak with you. We might talk again as we come into winter.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.